It's now time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, good morning. I understand we have news about hundreds of jobs expected to come to Rochester.
Yes, Beth, this comes out of some of the previews, if you will, that Governor Cuomo has been doing about the State of the State address, which is on Wednesday, as you mentioned earlier. And he announced over the weekend that three high-tech companies in Rochester will add more than 700 jobs in Rochester. Cuomo says this is part of a commitment by the state to grow the high-tech ecosystem in and around Rochester's downtown innovation zone. The companies the governor will be talking about include a cloud management platform company called CloudChecker. They'll create nearly 400 new jobs. A communication hardware manufacturing company, Mastodon Design, has moved into a facility on Science Parkway, and the governor says they'll create about 235 jobs, and Calero Software will create about 100 jobs as part of their expansion. There is some assistance in incentives from the state as well as a county, city, and Greater Rochester Enterprise. By the way, we will have that State of the State address live, both on WXXI TV and radio, starting at 1:30 on Wednesday afternoon. Some developments also over the weekend in the ongoing saga of Xerox's attempt to buy HP. Xerox securing financing for its unsolicited takeover offer for HP. HP's been resisting that as being too low a bid. Xerox CEO John Visentin confirmed today the company has obtained $24 billion in financing commitments from three banks. Xerox's largest shareholder, activist investor Carl Icahn, is pushing HP to accept the deal. And Brighton Securities Chairman George Conboy says this financing arrangement is another sign that Xerox is not giving up on its acquisition proposal.
Icahn is very likely to go over the heads of HP management and appeal directly to HP shareholders. His pitch is likely to be, you're headed in the same direction we're headed in. Together we're stronger. Let's get together and tackle those markets and get some big cost savings.
Meantime, in another story that came out overnight, Fuji announcing it'll end its sales partnership with Xerox, the move not coming as a surprise because last November, you may remember, Xerox announcing it'll sell its 25% stake in the Fuji-Xerox joint venture. The latest Small Business Employment Watch, which Paychex puts out every month, shows another strong month for wage growth. Earnings rose an average 4.1% nationwide. Paychex Vice President Frank Fiorilli says that's a new all-time high for employees of small businesses, and he says those wage hikes affected workers at all kinds of income levels.
It looks like the wage increases are pretty widespread across the board. It's in all various disciplines and all regions, and along with hours work. So I think that all really adds up to a very bullish sort of small business environment.
Fiorilli says a tight labor market as well as an increase in the minimum wage in many states has helped those wages increase. In terms of job growth, Fiorilli says that's been relatively flat, although it is still growing. There's some new life for stores that used to carry the Peebles name. They've been rebranded as Gordman's Stores, a discount chain owned by the same corporate parent, Texas-based Stage Stores. That includes Gordman's that will be opening in Albion, Geneseo, Geneva, Newark, and Hornell. They'll open on February 18th, and the company is now hiring at its 13 new store locations. You can get more information at their website, gordmans.com/careers. They're also going to have a job fair that'll be tomorrow at the various stores. And a change at the top for the Summit Federal Credit Union. Longtime president and CEO Mike Vidala retiring after 35 years with that organization. Replacing him will be Lori Baker, the chief operating officer. Baker now to move up to the top spot. Vidala notes that only 13% of CEOs of credit unions who have at least $1 billion in assets have women CEOs. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.